USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid continued tensions after the U.S. kills the top Iranian general with an airstrike in Baghdad a few days ago, Iran's foreign minister says,
"The United States regime today is a lawless regime."
At a Tuesday morning State Department news conference, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the strike that took out Qasem Soleimani was because Soleimani was plotting imminent attacks on U.S. interests.
The president had a entirely legal, appropriate, and a basis, as well as a decision that fit perfectly within our strategy and how to counter the threat.
Puerto Rico shaken by three significant earthquakes now in less than 48 hours. One of them today, a 6.4 magnitude that's knocked power out across the island, left one person dead and has injured at least eight people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein will remain out of jail on bond during his New York trial on sex crime charges. This morning, a New York judge rejecting a request by prosecutors to hold him without bail during the trial after new charges in Los Angeles brought against the former movie producer. The judge also saying jury selection will begin despite Weinstein's attorney requesting a cooling off time because of some new charges in California brought against him just yesterday. The jury selection could take several days. Partisan squabbling continues in the Senate concerning the impeachment trial that's yet to be scheduled. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calling it embarrassing that House Democrats would be using impeachment for partisan political gain.
How inappropriate and how embarrassing to rush forward on a partisan basis and then treat, Madam President, what you've done like a political toy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The annual showcase for the latest in consumer electronics, CES 2020, gets underway today in Las Vegas. President Trump's daughter and White House advisor Ivanka Trump scheduled to join a keynote discussion there about ways to teach workers new skills and develop STEM education programs. Georgia Congressman John Lewis is getting support from another high-profile cancer patient after announcing his diagnosis of pancreatic cancer late last month. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek diagnosed with pancreatic cancer back in March. Trebek telling an interviewer yesterday that his message for Lewis is, "Let's see if we can both complete this year as cancer survivors." Burger King's plant-based meat substitute going to breakfast. The chain will test what it's calling an impossible for sandwich in 5 markets later this month. It looks like actor Timothy Chalamet is going to be playing a music icon in a new biopic.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, do the bumps of time in your prime.
The film, unofficially titled as of now Going Electric, will tell the story of the pivotal moment when Bob Dylan decided to shift from folk music to electric guitar-style rock and roll. And remember, we're not just on the radio, we're also online. Find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.